The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And of course, my lovely and talented co-host, Elisa Profumo, because this is Casual Friday. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to be Friday, isn't it?
Yes, I love Fridays.
I do too, but Fridays will never be the same for me.
Why?
Well, I guess it was Professor Dr. Andro that first said that he doesn't like to have to listen to me rant on the Friday show anymore.
Well, it wasn't just Dr. Andro. It was a couple other people also.
Well, I think he actually posted something and then people jumped in and they agreed with him.
You know, right.
They said, you know, I agree. And I will say that some people have said that they like my rants, but unfortunately, they will have to listen to the Monday through Thursday shows to catch me ranting.
Uh-huh.
Because this show, the Casual Friday show, is now officially a rant-free show.
It is.
That's right. I will not rant any longer. And when I get the urge to rant, if I do have something that comes up, like we're going to talk about Monsanto later, right?
Right.
Okay. So you know that once I start talking about Monsanto, I want to rant.
Well, actually, Nick Gugg said, how can you talk about Monsanto and not rant?
Well, I have a solution for this. Those of you may... wait a minute. I feel very relaxed all of a sudden.
Is that the music from One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes. This is the music that they played to all the loony people in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest to keep them calm.
Are you loony?
Apparently.
Does Monsanto make you loony?
Yes, Monsanto definitely makes me loony. Lots of things make me loony. Lots of things really get me going. And so from now on, when I have the urge to start ranting, I'll just play this music. I'll feel calm. This is like audible Prozac. Now, listen to this music. Could you actually get
mad? I wish everybody could see your face.
Could you get mad listening to this music? Listen to it. Just listen.
If you listen to it for too long, you might go mad.
Jack Nicholson and his frontal lobotomy. Save me. Save me.
Okay.
Anyway, so there you go. So we will be turning to that music anytime I feel like ranting, and that will keep me from ranting.
That's cute, okay. Carl.
But there is something good to rant about today, even though I'm not going to. Tell the listeners about your another gym story.
I know. Can you believe my gym stories?
This one is really upsetting.
Okay, so I was in the ladies' locker room washing my hands, and there's a mirror in front of the faucet that you can see people coming and going out of the restrooms
right after
they use the toilet. So as I'm washing my hands, now, how long does it take to wash your hands and dry them?
Well,
maybe a minute or two?
Yeah, a minute
minutes?
Or two, yeah.
I saw three women walk out of the toilets area and go straight into the gym.
Didn't even stop and wash their hands.
Did not wash their hands. And that's in the women's locker room. I usually hear that men do that, not women.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. Men wash their hands.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody's going to call me sexist.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to have to be the sexist person on the... No, men wash their hands. Come on. That's not fair to say about men. You know, it's like we always get a bad rap. What was I talking about?
Oh, okay. So we're talking about washing your hands in the gym. And, you know, with MRSA and everything that's going on right now, you really need to be careful. And I, for one, wipe down every single machine before I use it. Do you?
No. I have to say that not only do I not wipe down the machines, but I don't wipe them down before or after.
Well, you know, MRSA can survive for prolonged periods, so you better start wiping down the gyms and wiping down the machines and using a towel while you're in the gym.
Yeah. You know what I usually do? I don't carry a towel anymore, but I usually wear a sweatshirt until I warm up, and then I take the sweatshirt off and I use the sweatshirt like a towel. So I'll start using that to wipe things down.
And do you wash your sweatshirt when you're finished?
Usually after I wear it a couple times, yeah.
I think you should use a towel.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe
because I will. If you wipe the machine down with your sweatshirt, then you're going to put it back on, and you're putting on that.
I'm putting on a shirt full of Mercer. I'm wearing a shirt
all
of
those
Mercer.
Germs on your body.
I'm wearing a shirt of Mercer.
Okay, so I have a list here of 7 things that you should do to avoid germs in the gym.
Okay.
Obviously, the number one thing is to wash your hands thoroughly for 15 seconds and use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer as well.
Okay.
Okay. Bring your own personal and skincare products to the gym, including towels, and if you shower afterward, your own washcloths and things like that. Okay, if you have any open wounds, cuts, or scrapes, you need to make sure they're covered with a Band-Aid completely.
Aww.
Because that's the main route for the MRSA.
I love to take my open weeping wounds and wipe them, rub them on the pads of the machines. I can't do that anymore?
No, you can't do that.
Aw, man.
Wash your workout clothes and towels after every use with hot water and laundry detergent and dry them in a hot dryer.
Okay. Yeah, and that's another thing. Hot water. Anything you want to sanitize, you have to wash in hot water.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And wipe down the non-washable gear, such as your head protectors and your hand gloves, with a chlorine-based disinfectant.
And actually, this the one thing that we had Betsy McKeehy, who was the Lieutenant Governor of New York, who's a big opponent of the spreading of MRSA. She has a website dedicated to it. And she came on the show and she talked about chlorhexidine. She said that chlorhexidine is the only thing known to kill the MRSA form on contact. So if you really are concerned about MRSA, you may want to invest in a bottle of chlorhexidine as well.
They use chlorhexidine in dental offices to kill germs as well.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really.
Number 6 was make sure you wipe down the athletic equipment, and lockers should be wiped down regularly. The mats, I read somewhere that the mat has the most germs out of anything in the gym. So if you're going to get on a mat to stretch or something, make sure you wipe that down.
Do you want to know? I take my towel and throw it on the mat on the floor when I'm not using it. So that's the worst. So I'm basically, then when I wipe myself with it, I'm wiping myself with Mercer.
You're really bad.
Oh my God. I better stop this nonsense.
Yeah. And then you like bring all those germs with you out of the gym.
And that's home.
That's kind of gross.
Yeah, okay. I'll stop that. I'll put a stop to that.
Okay, and it says most MRSA infections are treatable with newer antibiotics when caught early.
Right.
So.
Okay, so that's it. So know this. There are people in your gym who just went potty and didn't wash their hands, and now they're touching the handles of that same hammer strength machine you're about to get on and start working out. So just remember that next time you're at the gym.
So wipe down all the machines before you use them. Don't think that someone before you did that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so as I said earlier, I am not going to rant today, even if we talk about Monsanto. I think this next topic is really pretty funny.
Yes, Monsanto does not allow their own GM foods in the cafeteria.
Right. So the cafeteria is at Monsanto's pharmaceutical company. Has no GMO, and why, Elisa? Why would Monsanto themselves abandon their own product? Why? Tell me.
Because they believe in choice.
Sure. Oh, so then why not have GMO and non-GMO and let people choose between them?
Well, according to what I read here, they wanted their employees to have a choice.
Okay.
And so, and it was only in one of their pharmaceutical factories, the one in High Wycombe, Buckinghamshire. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, that's probably in the UK, right?
Right. It's what it sounds like.
And see, and that makes perfect sense because the people in the UK don't want GMO at all. They don't want it. I mean, no one in Europe wants GMO.
And it says that in other Monsanto locations, employees are happy to eat GM foods because they are sprayed with fewer chemicals.
Oh, yeah. That's nonsense. That's such nonsense. Yeah, they're happy to eat it because their employer says that they have to keep their job. You know what? We're coming up on the commercial break. Do we want to carry on when we come back and talk more about Monsanto? Do you want to talk about the biggest offenders?
I wanted to talk about the biggest offenders and
Okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the biggest offenders in the GMO area. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is really a good mix.
I like the song.
Wait, listen. This is Justice, CNC Music Factory, and Michael Jackson.
Wow, how come I don't have this one on my iPod?
Want it?
Maybe.
We could negotiate. All right, anyway, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to mention to everybody out there that you can get 25% off your peptides at opresource.net by using the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN, the number 2, the number 5. Visit opresource.net. Okay, so where are we? The biggest offenders we were going to talk about.
Well,
who owns who?
Okay, so last week Nick sent me an organic industry structure chart. And I want to reiterate some of the biggest offenders of GMOs before I talk about the chart that he sent me.
Okay.
Okay, so the biggest offenders were Frito-Lay, Kellogg's, McDonald's, Heinz, Healthy Choice, Kraft, Hershey's, Coca-Cola, Nabisco, General Mills, PepsiCo. So on this chart, General Mills, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Kellogg, Nestle, Dean, Kraft, Heinz, Hershey Foods, they're all on the biggest offenders of GMOs, right?
Right.
And they own all of the organic companies as well.
As well. Really?
Yeah. Like Pepsi owns Naked Juice. Nestle owns Tribe Mediterranean Foods. Kraft owns Boca Foods. You know how you get Boca Burgers.
Yeah, that's all textured vegetable protein. That's all soy. It's all soy.
They own Back to Nature. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Heinz owns Earth's Best, Garden of Eden.
Right.
Health Valley.
Right, right.
There was one that Naked, the granola. Do you know the granola?
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, Bear Naked. That's owned by Kellogg.
And so we can pretty much ensure that all of these organic products are...
Kashi is owned by Kellogg.
Yeah, and they're the biggest offenders of the GMO.
And they're the biggest offenders of GMO. And so people are buying these products thinking that they're getting natural, healthy, organic foods.
Don't forget, it doesn't say USDA on the box, right?
No, it has to say USDA organic, certified, stamped.
And we know now, like from Whole Foods, that a large percentage of their stuff that says it's organic isn't.
Well, 73% of Whole Foods organics, supposedly organic foods, are not. And then I was in Whole Foods this weekend going to buy tomatoes to make some sauce with.
Right.
And I looked at tomatoes. It said on there the price was priced organic, but there was no USDA label saying that it was organic.
And that's how they get around it.
And I looked at the lemons. The lemons did have the label that said USDA organic,
right,
but the tomatoes did not.
Right. And so did you buy the tomatoes?
No. Okay. Did not.
Now, we tried to outsmart the tomato industry recently. We went in to an Italian boutique store.
A gourmet
boutique store to buy plum tomatoes in the can imported from Italy.
Thinking that if they're imported from Italy, they wouldn't have the BPA lining.
Right. And the product line was called Del Alp, D-E-L-A-L-P-E. And it's imported from Italy. So lo and behold, we open the first can up, and there's no plastic lining in it, so no bisphenol A. And we're like, oh, wow, this is great. We figured out how to get around the bisphenol A in tomato cans. Open the second can up, and it's metal, no plastic lining. Open the third can up, and it has the white plastic lining. I'm like, what the heck?
The same can.
Right.
The same can.
So I called the manufacturer. He's going to get back to me, but the initial conversation I had with the importer, which is in Bolingbrook, Illinois, he said that they are getting a large request. And I said, from who? He said, they're getting a large request for the plastic lining because the tomato, the acid of the tomato changes the color of the inside of the can. And I'm like, who's asking for this? He says, people. And I'm thinking to myself, these people are crazy. And so I explained to him about bisphenol A and the plastic lining. He goes, well, interestingly enough, he says, we have three producers in Italy, and only one of them offers the plastic lining. The other two don't even offer it, he said, because no one in Italy buys the cans with the plastic lining. He said, but this one guy makes it just for the United States, and we pay a premium for it. And so I asked him to find out if there's a way to tell which cans would have the lining and which wouldn't, so that we could buy imported produce from other countries and canned produce and avoid that. So he's supposed to get back to me. The guy was really nice. He was very understanding.
I have an article right here in front of me that says it's the bisphenol A is restricted in Canada.
It's restricted in a lot of places. Right. All over Europe.
I think it was Germany, Italy, France.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So what's with all the Quest protein bars in the garbage can? I mean, not the bars, the wrappers.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not throwing the bars away, believe me.
There looks like there's about 30 Quest protein bar wrappers.
There's a couple days in a row where I didn't bring any food to the office with me, so I actually had 6 protein bars after each show.
I think you need an intervention, Carl.
Yeah, I think
there
so,
needs
too.
To be a Quest protein bar intervention here.
You know, I eat 6 Quest protein bars. It's 120 grams of protein. I do that, like I eat 3, and then I eat another 3 like a couple hours later. So that's 120 grams of protein, but it's also 90 grams of fiber.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fiber. Right.
Maybe
now
we should invest in Febreze.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, but wait a minute. Then that's not that the fluorocarbons in that.
Not only that, but the phthalates that we found out now are in all of these deodorizers and fragrance carriers. So, yeah, we have to be careful with that. But, yeah, I do like my Quest protein bars. As a matter of fact, I got to order some more. I'm just about out of them. So,
Anyway,
so yes, where are we going from there?
Dr. Andros sent us an article about the health benefits of plants. Maybe I need to get some plants.
For here?
Yeah.
Or for the bathroom?
Both. No, I'm teasing.
I would kill them. Trust me. They would die. They wouldn't be able to compensate for what I do.
Well, the house plants are supposed to keep the air clean, so.
Yeah. And there's some other benefits too, right?
Right.
The professor, Dr. Andros, said that one of the benefits I would like is that they actually can block electromagnetic radiation.
Right. And do you like that?
Sure.
And so, how do they do that?
Well, actually, it's a phenomenon that's been well known for a long time and has plagued the mobile telephone and cellular industry for a decade now. There's a phenomenon called path loss. This idea that radio frequencies travel through things is misunderstood. Radio frequencies cannot travel through walls or glass or wood, for that matter. They travel through the small spaces around these things. So the spaces in buildings that may not be visible to the naked eye but can be sought out by a radio frequency. So the phenomenon of path loss occurs when radio frequencies hit trees. For those of you who live in like the New England states know that in the wintertime, your cell phones work great. But once the trees start sprouting leaves, you end up with lots of dead spots.
Uh-huh.
So it's well known that that plants can block radio frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. So yeah.
Well, in the article that Dr. Andros sent us, there was a NASA study that found common house plants could improve air quality. They remove 87% of air toxins in 24 hours.
That's impressive.
Well, they're recommending to use 15 to 18 good-sized houseplants in 6 to 8-inch diameter containers for an 1,800-square-foot house. I'm sorry.
Wow. So, you know, and now not all of us can keep plants alive. That's part of the problem, isn't it?
You have to have a green thumb.
You have a green thumb, right?
I do, yes.
I mean, you have a lot of plants in your house. You have hibiscuses that you put out in the summer and then bring back in the winter, and they keep living, don't they?
Yes.
And that's a trick in and of itself. Most people, their hibiscuses die, and that's it.
Right. And I have lavender and rosemary in my sunroom. I even have a lemon tree. It's a small one. It's a
right.
little miniature one. But it has little blooms on it right now, so I can't wait to be able to put it outside so it will grow. I wonder if I'll get any lemons.
That would be great.
In Kentucky.
Lemons in Kentucky.
Isn't that amazing? But I have a list here of the top 9 air purifying plants. You want to hear them?
Yeah, I do want to hear them because I would like to invest in them myself.
Ferns, palms, chrysanthemums, peace lilies, spider plants, philodendrons, ficus, ivy, and dragon trees. Those are the top 9 air purifying plants.
Wow. I wonder if they just have a higher degree of chlorophyll or something like that. Maybe that's because we're talking about very green plants here.
Right.
Especially ferns.
I have 2 ferns in my sunroom.
And they're still alive. You mm-hmm. took them from out to, and usually that's another plant that dies when you bring it from outside to inside. So yeah, you're really good at keeping them alive, aren't you?
It says that house plants make people feel calmer and more optimistic.
Yeah. especially the ones you can smoke. So, there you go.
It makes you happy. Maybe that's why I'm so happy all the time, because of all my plants.
Yeah.
And you know, too, also I'm thinking, like, if it's, what about flowers, fresh flowers in the house? Wouldn't that make people happier, too?
I'm a big proponent of that. You know that.
I love in the summertime to just go out in my yard and pick flowers and bring them in the house. They just make you feel so good. And
yeah, you know what? Having flowers adds color and life around your home. You know, if you have a small apartment and it's dark, you only have a couple windows, you know, buy some flowers and put them in pots and put them around the house, because it really does. It lightens up the atmosphere.
Right.
You know, there's a subject that I really want to talk about before we go into the break, but we only have 2 minutes before we go into the break. We may have to hold this over. And that is the movie theater industry is screaming bloody murder about labeling popcorn, right?
Yes, they are. Well, evidently, restaurants have to now advertise them on the menu what the calorie content is of their foods.
Right.
And the movie theaters are trying to say that they're not a restaurant.
Yeah, they're exempt.
They don't have to list it.
Because if they told people that average size cup of popcorn with the fake butter in it is like 1,100 calories, right?
Right.
And the worst kind of calories, corn, the kind of calories that we know makes fat. But at the same time, the movie theater owners are also screaming bloody murder, because as the population gets more and more obese, they have to reinvest in larger theater seats because people's asses are getting bigger. Right?
Can you say that on the air?
I already did. And since I own the radio station, I'm not going to censor myself. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's so the movie theater owners need to realize that one of their tactics is while they're selling more popcorn, they're going to end up paying for it because people's asses are bigger. They need to tell people what's in those jugs of popcorn calorically and carbohydrate-wise, because if people make better decisions, maybe they'll be able to save their money and not have to buy bigger seats.
Well, let me tell you this. The Center for Science and the Public Interest reported that a medium soda and a medium popcorn at the U.S. largest movie chain is the nutritional equivalent of 3 McDonald's quarter pounders with 12 pats of butter, or to be more specific, 1,610 calories and 3 days worth of 60 grams of saturated fat.
But here's the I say they're wrong about one thing.
Okay.
They're looking strictly at calories.
Right.
At least the McDonald's hamburgers have like some maybe protein. Some little tiny bit of protein.
Right.
In them, right.
Uh huh.
We're talking about just pure corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. Artificial sweeteners and sweeteners, artificial color. I mean,
caramel coloring.
Yeah, this is the worst offender of any type. It doesn't. I think saying that it has the nutritional content of 3 Big Macs is actually paying that meal homage. That
it's quarter pounder,
whatever. They should say that it's the nutritional equivalent of 60 tablespoons of sugar washed down with, a guzzle or two of corn oil. I mean, that's really what it is.
And also think about this. It's whoever is eating that is doing it within a 2-hour period because they're doing it while they're watching the movie.
2 hours. I usually polish off when I was eating popcorn when I was fat, I would polish off that popcorn before the movie was halfway through.
I thought you were going to say before it even got started.
Well, no, but then I would run back for one of those disgusting salt-laden hot dogs covered with cheese. Look, we have to take a commercial break.
Okay.
I hate taking breaks on Fridays because the show rolls so fast, but we do have to do this because we have to pay some bills. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
I love Nirvana. I really do. I'm just an angry 17-year-old wrapped up in the body of a 53-year-old man.
I like the other one better. The mashup.
This is a mashup. No, wait. This is Daft Punk and Nirvana.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I've got the best music. The best music. Anyway, yes, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Casual Friday. We were going to talk more about the theater owners, right? The moviegoers, theater owners.
The just about the food. Just a little bit more about the food.
Yeah.
A 6-ounce bag of Twizzler adds on 600 calories, and I think the Reese's Pieces is 1,200 calories. The jumbo pretzel with the melted cheese on it is 643 calories, and it's all bad calories. Everything
that's
that you're, that's the key. That's the key.
Problem.
And one more thing just about the theater seats getting bigger. It's not just because people are heavier. I think people are a little bit, are bigger than they used to be too. Like an average man size is bigger now than what it used to
be. Right, right. But I agree with you that people are getting taller.
Yes, an average man is 5 inches taller than he used to be.
But that has nothing to do with the seat size. The seat sizes are a result of people getting wider. I mean, the country is obese.
That's true.
It's just, you know, we had this discussion, and I'm not going to get, you know, revisited, but, you know, the what used to be considered morbidly obese is now just obese. And the new morbidly obese is like, you got to be 400 pounds now to be morbidly obese. So,
well, that's going to translate into more dollars because bigger seats mean higher cost, which means less seats in the theater, which means higher dollars to the consumer.
So anyway, but yeah, it's a never-ending battle. And, you know, I've always wondered why movie theaters wouldn't invest in protein bars or something like that.
Well, we talked about having Quest protein bars in the movie theater.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
You know, a lot of places now you can get green tea instead of the diet sodas and things like that. So at least they've gotten their religion about that.
Yeah, and maybe they'll get wise and they'll start putting protein bars on the menu too.
Okay. So lipstick is toxic? Did
you
know that?
Is it? Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, I know. I'm not kissing you if you're wearing lipstick.
So does that mean if a man kisses a woman that has lipstick on, he's going to
get brain damage, probably. No wonder why we end up in relationships like we do. apparently you found out some information that's pretty shocking.
Well, Carmela
Cierzo.
Cierzo, is that how you pronounce it? Yeah. She sent an article to me on Facebook about lipstick contains lead. It was a very interesting article. According to the article, all dyes used in cosmetics are examined by the FDA for safety. And some of the colorants that the FDA approves, grants approval for, has lead in it.
Yeah.
And that's the coloring that they use in lipsticks.
Well, I have to believe a lot of these colorings that have trace amounts of metals in them are coming from the earth. You know, these are coming from plant sources or earthbound sources.
Uh-huh.
You know, like terracotta and stuff like that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, it says here, FNC Red number 6 contains 20 parts per million of lead. And this is, I'm going to remind you, this is approved by the FDA.
Right.
So it's 20 parts per million of lead. Also, 3 parts per million of arsenic and 1 part per million of mercury.
Right.
So,
but you see, I'm willing to bet that if you looked at a piece of broccoli, it has some trace amounts of arsenic in it for sure. It probably has some trace amounts of lead in it. I don't know about mercury, but I'm sure that it has trace amounts of heavy metals in it because these things are found naturally in the earth. So I have a feeling that the proponents of these things would say to you that, well, these naturally occur in nature at the same levels. But the real offense is when these products lie about how much lead they have in them.
Right.
Now, how do women know? How do women know that?
Well,
this stuff that you're putting on your lips every day for, you know, years and years, decades and decades, you're not getting exposed to additional amounts of lead and mercury and so on and so forth.
You can actually do a test.
Really?
To see if the lipstick that you're using contains lead.
Does it require a guy to kiss you to test it?
I hope so.
You have the guy kiss you, and then if he falls down and dies, you go, I'm not wearing that stuff anymore.
Yeah. So what you have to do is put some lipstick on your hand. I know you want to put it on your lips, Carl, but yeah, you have to put it on your hand.
Shh, no one's supposed to know that.
Use a 24 to 14 karat gold ring and scratch it on the lipstick.
Right. Okay.
If the lipstick changes color to black, then you know the lipstick contains lead.
Wow. That's cool.
Isn't that interesting?
So, okay. So now let's use this in real world applications. A guy out there goes out on a first date. The girl he went out with has slathered her lips with a beautiful color red lipstick.
Uh-huh.
So he takes his ring and he... How does he get her to approve him rubbing his pinky ring on her lip before he kisses her? What would a woman buy? You know, I just got this new ring and it's supposed to taste good. Do me a favor, just taste this. You know, how do you do it?
Oh, ask her if you can borrow her lipstick when you go to the men's room.
Yeah, now there you go.
But make sure you wash your hands after you come out of the bathroom.
There you go. And if she lets you take her lipstick to the men's room and is still sitting at the table when you get back, she's a keeper.
There is a list here I just want to go through of lipsticks that do contain lead, just to let the women listeners know here. The higher the number, the more lead they have in it.
Okay.
So, and the highest number is 5.
Okay.
Christian Dior is a 4. Lancome is a 2. Clinique is a 2. Yves Saint Laurent is a 5. Estee Lauder is a 3. Shiseido is a 2. Chanel is a 2. And Red Earth is a 2 as well.
So there are no ones, interestingly enough.
No ones, no. And evidently, the ones that are supposed to stay on longer have the most lead in them.
No wonder why. They add lead to it to keep it on your lips.
Yes.
I wonder if do your lips feel heavy when you wear lipstick with lead in it? I wonder.
Well, you know, some lipsticks feel thicker.
Yeah.
So maybe those are the, because actually I've tried that, some of the ones that are supposed to stay on longer, and they felt thicker. So I bet that's because of the lead.
Yeah, maybe it has more lead in it. Who knows? Hmm. So there you go. So guys, beware of kissing women with lead-lined lips. That's what I say.
And thanks to Carmela for the article. And I do have to say, let me say this. So many of our listeners have been sending us such great information.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to everybody. We really appreciate
it. This really is the people's show, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I really appreciate all the input.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about now, Alisa? We have USA.
Do you stretch your feet?
Do I stretch my feet? Actually, I used to, but I don't anymore. I used to.
You think about it. So many people, you walk on them, you run on them, and I don't really think about stretching my feet.
And you only use them in one direction if you think about it. You know, heel, ball of your foot, toe, heel. You know, they're always flexing in the same direction, but the muscles do flex in the other direction as well.
Right. Well, the foot has 26 bones, 33 joints, and more than 100 ligaments, and more than a dozen muscles.
Okay.
So you should give them the same attention as you do your other parts.
Really?
Yes.
And most people probably don't pay attention to their feet at all.
No.
I mean, I've only just recently started taking care of my feet by periodically going and getting a pedicure because, because you know what happens? When you're young, your feet are really nice looking. They're pretty. They're like, you know, you're not embarrassed of them. Uh-huh. But as you get older, you know, from being on them all the time.
And they get the ashy look on their heels.
Yeah, they get that ashy look on your heels. Your heels start getting cracked. And then your toenails start getting all banged up and crooked. And next thing you know, you look down, you go, holy crap, are those my feet? What happened to my feet? I want my feet back. So I have started going to get periodic pedicures. And I don't know that they're gonna change my feet back to youthful, but they'll hopefully keep them from getting any funkier than they already are.
Okay, so I got a couple stretches here that people can do.
Okay.
So if you stand with your toes against a wall and okay. lean slightly into the wall until you feel a nice stretch on your arches,
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to be a really good stretch.
Okay.
I tried it this morning and it felt really good.
Do you actually go up on the heel so the ball of the foot is against the wall or just the toes?
Just the toes.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so you stand with your toes against the wall and lean slightly into the wall.
Right, okay.
Okay. Right. And then the next way to stretch your toes, which I think the five fingers are really good to stretch the toes, don't you?
Yes, I love five fingers. I train exclusively in them now.
Does it hurt when you run in your five fingers?
It did originally, but now my heels have gotten used to it.
So to stretch your toes, put a foam toe separator in between your toes. You know, like the kind when you're getting your pedicure and they put your polish on?
They don't put polish on my toes, but thank you. No.
Okay, put those between your toes and squeeze for 5 seconds and then repeat that 10 times.
Interesting.
You can buy those little separators at the drugstores.
Right, okay.
And then it also says to strengthen your calves, and that helps your feet as well.
Okay, okay. And then what about curling the foot the opposite? I told you about this. When I used to sit in the sauna a couple years ago, I used to have this regimen when I was sitting there where I would bend my feet in the opposite direction. I would actually try to put the back of my toes on the floor and then kind of like the way a ballet dancer would stand on her toes, but instead of standing on my toes, actually curve them under. To try to stretch the muscles and ligaments in the top and the instep of the foot. This is an area that I've read years ago of people who have chronic foot pain and chronic foot problems tend to lose the mobility in the foot as a result of it only flexing in one direction all the time. So it's important to try to flex your foot in the other direction, like you're trying to grab something with your toes. You're trying to hold something using your foot like a hand.
And also just to remember, if you run, like doing sprints or whatever, you're supposed to switch your shoes out every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
So that's important.
And another thing about running, if you run in five fingers, you run like a big cat. Your heel doesn't touch the – when I sprint in my five fingers,
uh-huh.
it's just the ball of my foot right to my toe. My heel never touches the ground. And I run so – I can sprint so much faster in five fingers than I can in regular running shoes. It's just ridiculous.
I haven't tried that yet. I'm still sprinting in my running shoes.
Yeah, you got to try it. We actually have to take another commercial break. Can you believe it? When we come back, what are we going to cover, Elisa?
We're going to cover Hellman's Mayo.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Hellman's Mayonnaise. There's some good news on the Mayo forefront. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
I don't know how all of this happened. The girl next door, you know. I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey, give me that. You call me red and it's creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. I'm in the studio with my co-host, Elisa Profumo, and we are covering fun, lighthearted topics. As you can tell, the new approach that I have taken to quelling my ranting is working quite well. I just play this music. It makes me calm.
You can have your listeners falling asleep.
I love the world when I hear this music. I even think I can tolerate Monsanto.
Oh no!
Oh, what the hell did I just say? Did I just say that? I'm never playing that music again. Anyway, okay. So Nick Guggs, Nick sent me an email, a message on Facebook. I believe he was the one who sent me the picture of the Helm Best Foods. Was that Nick?
I didn't see it.
Okay, I got a message on Facebook. I'm sorry if I'm not crediting the right person. Showing me that Best Foods is now offering a mayonnaise with cage-free eggs. I applaud them. I applaud anybody who is trying to use ingredients, especially animal protein ingredients that are coming from animals that are raised the way nature intended them to be raised and eat a diet in which nature intended them to eat. For those of you who don't know the whole story, Hellman's actually owns Best Foods. That's why the labels look so much alike. Oh, what happened?
It was Christian Raymond, S-E-N-C-I-O-N.
Sencion. Okay, sorry about that, Christian.
He's the one that sent
this
to you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to Christian. And thank you to Elisa for being so detail-oriented so that I don't make a fool of myself on the air. Thank you for that. Anyway, but the point is this, that Hellman's and Best Foods are the same company. Hellman's is already introducing the cage-free eggs in their light mayonnaise, and they will be adding it to their other recipes as well. Do you know why Best Foods and Hellman's have different names?
No,
but they're the same company.
Would you tell me?
Yes, because someone high up in the food industry told me this many years ago. Hellman's is a name that is indicative of Jewish origin. And it's very popular in the New England states, New York, and so on. But they felt that Hellman's would not do well in the South. So they changed the name to the label for the other potentially anti-Semitic communities to Best Foods.
So is that only sold in the South?
Best Foods you'll find in this region of the United States and South. You'll even find Best Foods a little bit further west.
Uh-huh.
Out in California, you can find Hellman's. And some communities, you can find both side by side.
Oh.
But by and large, the best they lost the Hellman's name to avoid alienating any potential anti-Semitic mayonnaise users. There you go. Anyway.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think that's great. I think any food manufacturer that strives to integrate, you know, grass-fed beef, cage-free eggs, and even raw milk, which we'll never see, except in cheeses for now. I think that's wonderful, and I applaud them. So Best Food and Hellman's, even though you're afraid of being anti-Semitized, congratulations.
Okay, so I have something to tell you about.
Okay.
Did you know, well, you know this, that the color of light from your computer screen can affect your sleep?
Yes. Actually, Dr. Michael Smith was on the show and we talked about sleep, and he talked about a study that showed that people who read emails before going to bed don't sleep as well. And he and I both said it has nothing to do with the content of the email. It's the effects of the light coming out of your monitor. Yes.
Well, there's now a desktop application that adjusts to the computer screen's color throughout the day.
Really?
Yes. It's called Flux, F-L-U-X.
And so basically what it does is by adjusting the color, it will not inhibit the production of melatonin. Then.
Right. During daylight hours, the screen's undertone is the familiar blue. And as sundown approaches, it transitions to a warm shade of red-orange.
Oh, wow. How cool.
And then when you wake up in the morning, it's going to be cool blue again.
But now the only problem with Flux is it only goes on your computer. You can't put it on your television, right?
No.
So I see an opportunity for a product, Elisa, and if you want to go in partners with me, we can produce it. You ready?
Wait.
Indoor sunglasses that you put on after dusk that make everything look a cool orange red. There you go.
So how do you get this software? Do you know?
I was Googling it during one of the breaks.
Do you Google?
Yeah. Don't tell Professor Dr. Ando. Because I do Google, and I know people – actually, I know people who are some of the worst offenders of Google. They Google while you're on the phone with them telling them things. You'll say, hey, have you heard of this, this, and that? And they'll go, how do you spell that? And then you spell it for them. They go, oh, yeah, it's this, this, and that. And you're like, really? So you knew that already? Well, I'm looking at Google right now. I know. People don't even need brains anymore. They just need access to Google. That's it.
Well, you can download the software for free. So just Google Flux.
Yeah. It's a Flux software, and your eyes is the one I came up with. Let's see here. But, yes, if you Google Flux software, you will find a couple versions of Flux software, one for the Mac and one for Windows. And you said there's also one for Linux as
uh-huh.
well, they said?
For yeah. Linux
and it's
well.
Free. It's free download.
It's a free download.
I just don't know if I want to look at a screen that's orange.
Well, but it's better for you, so
I think that I think a better alternative would be to not use your computer after like 6 o'clock at night.
Well, sometimes, though, people who may have to do it for business purposes.
Right.
So that's an alternative at least.
Well, and again, you still have a television. Most of us are looking at LCD screen TVs now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would imagine they have the same characteristics as your computer's monitor. And those of you who watch television right up into the nth moment before you have to go to bed, you're not sleeping as well. So I say you buy Carl Lenora's new melatonin-inducing sunglasses to wear indoors in the evening. That's it. I'll have those out very shortly.
So. Hey, I tried a melatonin spray. It's really good.
Really?
Yes. It's instead of taking a tablet, it's supposed to work. The onset of it is really immediate
because it's basically transdermal. You're squirting it in your mouth and it's getting right into your bloodstream.
Right.
So how fast does it really hit you fast?
Mm-hmm. Within 15 minutes.
No kidding.
Right.
I mean, you're drowsy within 15 minutes.
Yes.
That's
yes.
pretty impressive.
It is impressive.
Wow.
Yes.
Good. So is it expensive to use or is it?
No, it was like $13 at Whole Foods.
That's pretty impressive. I have to check that out. We have one call in from a listener that we can play. You know, I'm very disappointed that more people aren't calling in the 206-222-2218 number and leaving messages, however ridiculously funny they may be. I will play them on the air. And as a matter of fact, we've got some vendors that are going to be giving us some cool stuff that we're going to start giving away very shortly when people leave messages for us for the Casual Friday show. How does that sound?
That sounds really good.
We've got some T-shirts coming from different various locations, some really cool T-shirts. We've got some shaker bottles coming. We're going to start giving that stuff away when people call the Casual Friday listener hotline. 206-222-2218. You want to go ahead and play this message real quick and we can listen to it?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what this fella has to say.
Carl, how you doing? My name is Frank Robles. Big fan of the show. I love it. Listen to it every day since I discovered it about maybe a month or two ago. Calling because I'm listening. Today's the Tuesday, March 22nd. I'm listening to you interviewing Brooks Kubik again, which is always an awesome interview. Excuse me. I just had a question maybe you could relay or get an answer to as far as deadlifts, what his thoughts were. He did talk about partial deadlifts being a great back workout. How would he feel about alternating that? Is it a big deal if I do 1 week or one workout, my partial deadlifts, obviously a much significant more weight, and then the next week, regular deadlifts. Is it a big deal, or should I just concentrate on one movement for a period of time? That is it. Again, great show, and keep it going. All right, again, my name is Frank Robles, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, anyway, thanks to Frank for calling in with this question, and sorry for being an idiot on the air. I just hit the wrong button. I actually stopped the show from taping just now. Put it again and piece it together. Anyway, I think that Brooks Kubik would agree with me in that we know that periodically doing partials is really a good thing. I'll have Brooks comment on this later on in the week. He's actually going to be back on the show in a couple weeks to talk about planting gardens for people. So
sustainable living?
Yeah, sustainable living.
And I was planting gardens in the city?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Even if you have a small apartment, people should have gardens. But in my opinion, partials are very good. I think that Coach Wade Johnson came on the show and talked about the dynamic wave workout where you go in and you lift heavy 1 week, you lift slightly lighter the following week, you lift slightly lighter the week after, then you come back in and lift heavy again, and that's a much better way to put on strength. You have to alternate. You can't just go in every week and lift heavy and expect to make progress because the body breaks down. So I will absolutely ask Brooks Kubik that question next time he's on the show. Do we have any emails from anybody that we have to read? Anything from Facebook? Let's see here.
I don't think so.
I think that's pretty much it. What else do we have to talk about?
That's it. I think it's about...
We talked about Flux software. I thought that was very cool. That's it. Okay. All right. So that's the end of a Superhuman Radio. I'm a bundle of nerves right now. I can't believe I just did this. You know what I did?
What are you doing?
I went to hit the button to stop Frank's message from playing, and I hit the button that stopped the show from recording. So I had to get it back to where it was and start it all over again so there wouldn't be a total disaster. So there you go. All right. Well, anyway, want to say goodbye?
Bye, everybody.
Have a good week. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Casual Friday.